News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review. I'm Michael Arty. We'll get well wishes for U.S. Senator John McCain coming from both sides of the political aisle following the announcement this week that the 80-year-old Arizona senator has brain cancer. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee with McCain, praised his colleague.
My heart and prayers go out to John McCain and his family. This news is really devastating to all of us who so admire and respect John McCain.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, after talking to McCain, asked for the public's prayers.
God knows how this ends, not me. But I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
Congressman Fred Upton tells WSJM News that McCain has always been a force to be reckoned with in D.C.
He's been a lion, a real lion in the Senate. Very respected, particularly on national defense issues. And, you know, as I've read his book and know the trials and tribulations that he went through, as somebody said the other day, he's had tougher fights than this one. It's a terrible disease.
Former President Barack Obama, who defeated McCain in 2008, tweeted, quote, John McCain is an American hero, one of the bravest fighters I've ever known. Cancer doesn't know what it's up against. Give it hell, John. The youngest British prime minister in 200 years will highlight the upcoming Economic Club of Southwestern Michigan speaker series. Former Prime Minister David Cameron will be the second of four speakers at the Medal Center. The club is not announcing the date of his address for security reasons. Now, the season will start with syndicated radio host and personal finance expert Dave Ramsey, who's heard every afternoon on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. He'll be here Tuesday, September 19th. Following Cameron will be Sully Sullenberger on Thursday, April 12th. And then Academy, Grammy, and Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian Steve Martin will close things out on Tuesday, May 8th. City of Benton Harbor to be asking voters in November to approve a local income tax to help pay for infrastructure repairs. Monday night, that vote was nearly unanimous to pursue a 1% city income tax for residents, a 0.5% tax for non-residents. Mayor Marcus Muhammad tells our newsroom, the need is obvious.
The city really is facing a crossroads in terms of how it's going to maintain its streets, maintain its sidewalks, alleys, infrastructure, as well as to address emergencies.
The city pursued a similar tax in 2013, but it went down. Muhammad says the task now is to educate voters on the need to fix the crumbling infrastructure. City leaders say recent tax tribunal decisions have led to a shortfall that puts the community in fiscal danger. State law does allow for cities to implement local income taxes. Benton Harbor School Board firing the principal of the International Academy at Hull.
Rommel Bryant had only been the principal since February, having served as that building's fourth principal of the academic year. The district administration recommended the board fire Bryant at a meeting last week, alleging he was insubordinate and didn't follow professional development directives. And Superintendent Dr. Shelley Walker tells us that can't be allowed.
Accepting anything less than the expected standard is no longer acceptable in Benton Harbor.
Bryant was allowed to submit a rebuttal to the recommendation that he be fired. In it, he alleged misdeeds by Superintendent Walker and said he was being fired because he knew about them. He sent that document to the Herald Palladium this week, and the board's vote last night was near unanimous. Only Lisa Gully voted no. Andrew Green reporting.
This weekend, several businesses in Niles planning to team up in an effort to get marijuana legalized in the state. Matt Johnson owns Lush Lighting in the Bell Plaza, tells us they're holding a party to collect signatures for the latest petition drive, this time called Am I Legalized?
Our goal is to get 1,000 signatures for the Am I Legalized petition. What this will do is put on the ballot the legalization of marijuana for adult use and also for production of industrial hemp.
From 2 to 10 p.m. Saturday, businesses in Bell Plaza will hold the event with music, food, prizes, games, activities for kids. For a marijuana legalization question to get on the ballot this fall, you need about 253,000 signatures. Johnson tells us legalizing weed would eliminate many complications with the current medical marijuana law and open up hemp for all sorts of research. A $375,000 donation made by American Electric Power to the Lakeland Medical Center Pavilion Project. The money will specifically go to the pavilion's wound center and hyperbaric chamber. Lakeland CEO Dr. Lauren Hamill tells us the pavilion project is coming along nicely.
We're getting pretty close to finishing the excavation. The project is on budget and on time. We're scheduled to complete the pavilion in about 2 years.
A total of $160 million is going into the new five-story pavilion and other renovations at the hospital. With the AEP Foundation's contribution, Lakeland has received about $4.8 million in donations for the work. The new tasting room for Lake Michigan College's wine program in Baroda will be holding a party all weekend as they officially open the doors to the public. Laura Morris is the brand manager for Lake Michigan Vintners and tells WSJM News LMC has opened up the storefront right in the heart of wine country in southwest Michigan.
We're across from Baroda Founders Winery. We're just down the street from the Public House owned by Round Barn. And it's a cool little eclectic urban space, if you will. And we have 9 different wines that we offer.
Wine Tasting Room did have a soft opening last month, but this weekend features live music and food to celebrate it. Can sample or buy the wines made locally by the students as the college aims to meet the demands of the local industry. A former police officer is going to serve a year in the Van Buren County Jail and then be on probation for 5 years after pleading no contest to a charge of unlawful imprisonment. The victim in the case spoke during the sentencing for former Covert Township Officer Eric Fritz this week in Pawpaw.
What you did to me was wrong. You raped me. You knew I was highly intoxicated, yet you used that as a selfish opportunity.
Fritz pulled over that woman's boyfriend for drunk driving last July. He took her to a Pawpaw hotel when he took him to jail. After his shift, he went back to the hotel and sexually assaulted the woman. But 3 first-degree criminal sexual conduct charges were dropped as part of the plea deal, along with a count of kidnapping. At the time, Fritz had only been on the police force for 2 months. And we close things out today a bit lighthearted and with some fundraising. A year after the first Rock the Boat cardboard boat races for the United Way of Southwest Michigan, the event chose to have some staying power. 30 boats taking to the water Thursday in the second annual event, compared to just 6 last year. Teams built the boats out of cardboard, duct tape, and polyurethane. Those were the only things allowed. And raced them in the St. Joseph River to raise money for the United Way. Rock 107 WYRX had morning host Brock Havens and his crew out there, and they were talking it up big ahead of the run.
We spent a solid 2.5 to 3 hours on this boat. At least 2.5 to 3 hours.
He's going to win. He's going to do it. I know it.
That was about an hour before the SS Goodenough sank in the middle of its race against a Boy Scout team. Brock blamed inferior cardboard. Winners overall, the Sears team from Whirlpool, they tell us it's all in the design.
We had a really good engineer who made the boat. We had a really sturdy boat, and the rest was easy. The rest was easy, just paddle.
Last year's cardboard boat race raised about $15,000 for the United Way. They have not tallied up this year's total. Last year's winner was the Cook Nuclear Plant team. They sank this year, but they did win the most creative award. That is the WSJM News Now Week in Review for the week ending July 21st, 2017. I'm Mike Alarney reporting.